Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday over the airwaves of AM 73, WPIT in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. We have a full show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have special guests calling in from the Russian homeland, Maria Silvestri and John Righetti, to give us a little bit of updates on what was going on there this weekend, the World Congress of Russians in the Budapest area, and what's going on in Priasho, or Presho as we know it. I would like to wish Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers.
Hey, I'm wishing it a godfather.
Well, Happy Father's Day to all of you. And we start today's show honoring the greatest father of all, our father, the Otče náš.
Otče náš, kdyžže jesi na nebesi, da svjatice imja tvoje, da prijde carstvije tvoje, da bude tvoja tvoja,
we're working out some of the logistics here, ladies and gentlemen, but we do have a special guest who's going to be on the radio in just a second as we hook her into our audio devices. Boy, the wonders of modern technology here. So I think she's on the line, and Maria, let's see if
she's...
Are you there, Maria?
Hi, Dean.
Hey, Maria, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
Oh.
I'm really excited that we're able to do this today.
Yes, I am. Yes, we certainly are. And it's great having you on the radio show again. And tell us where you are and what you've been doing the last couple days.
I'm calling you from Prešov, Slovakia. And the last 3 days, we were in a village of Pilsen Kereszt in Hungary. And this village happens to have a small Rusyn population, but also happens to be the population of village populated in Hungary with only, actually, a village in Hungary with a Slovak majority.
Oh, okay.
So it was useful for us that we could speak some Slovak with people there and not worry too much about not knowing any Hungarian.
Oh, yeah, which is a very difficult language to learn.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
So we're very happy to be here, and I've been in Slovakia and obviously the last few days in Hungary for about a week now, and it's been a really busy week, and it'll be wonderful to share a lot of what we've been doing over the last few days with you and with all of our listeners.
Oh, great, great. I got an email from, got several emails from Maria since last night. And the first thing we're going to play is, it came from the, I guess during the World Congress, Maria, you had different performances by different groups, correct?
Right. Well, this is really a highlight of the Congress because one night we have a kind of a program with groups from all of the countries where Rusyns live, as much as is possible. And
right.
so I've sent you four selections of from that program, which is a highlight of, song and dance.
Right.
And also what's most wonderful about it is that clearly, everybody is kind of also singing along with the performers.
Yes.
And so it's a really great electric communal atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And this is some of the best that our culture has to give to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with the first song. Yeah.
Okay, and just going on what you said there, when Slaviani performed at the World Congress in Krynica a few years back, yes, it was just amazing. A group from America, from Pittsburgh, singing these Rusyn songs, and then the whole audience just starts singing along with them. And I know the children in Slaviani just never had that happen to them before. So it is definitely a wonderful experience and a wonderful feeling to know that, hey, we've been doing it right all these years, and the people in the homeland appreciate it. So
right.
what we're going to start with first, this is the group called Lasti Vochka, who's from the Lemko region, and the name of this song is called Lemkovina. On the phone, ladies and gentlemen, direct from Prešovslovakia, we have Maria Silvestri, who was nice enough to record what you're listening to now from the World Congress of Rusyns. And Maria, you have some fascinating and some really good news to tell us about some of the things that are going on in the Rusyn homeland. What do you got for us?
Well, as I said, I've been here for about a week, and also last Sunday, unfortunately, I'm not participating in it this year, but the Summer Language Institute, mm-hmm. the Studium Carpatho-Rusinorum, began at Prešov University and the Institute of Rusyn Language and Culture at Prešov University.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so happy that many Americans, including many young Rusyns, are here to study the Rusyn language mm-hmm. in the homeland. And I know that today they went on a tour of Rusyn wooden churches in okay. in northeast Slovakia.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having the opportunity to not only learn about Rusyn language and history, but also to see it firsthand.
Okay.
And this is a wonderful event and something that is annual, so people mm-hmm. can certainly come next year and plan on it, because there's no other opportunity, really, to learn Rusyn from the people who have codified the language
right.
here in Slovakia, other than this institute. And it's a great opportunity for Rusyns, not only from America, but also from Europe,
mm-hmm.
who are here to study.
And as you said, it's much more than just learning the language. They're going to the wooden churches. I know this weekend is the festival in Svidnik. Next weekend is the festival in Medzi Laborice. And I saw the itinerary, and I know they're doing those sorts of things as well. So it definitely is a great opportunity. Be looking for it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great opportunity. Learn the Rusyn language from the people from there, from the people who codified the language, definitely.
Also, this mm-hmm. week on Wednesday, we went to Bratislava to the Slovak National Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And there, together with Dr. Olga Glosikova, the director of the Slovak National Museum, Museum of Rusyn Culture in Prešov, the Carpatho-Rusyn Society and the museum here in Prešov
mm-hmm.
have signed a formal agreement of cooperation.
Wow.
And what this means is that we look forward to many years of cooperation with exhibits, collections,
mm-hmm.
and exchange of activity and information that can help to be even more of a bridge between us from America and the Rusyns in Europe.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's wonderful work. I know you and John and a lot of the other people behind the scenes that you don't normally see at the Carpatho-Rusyn Society, ladies and gentlemen, are doing this to cooperate, to get the Rusyn culture alive and well. Because if it's not alive and well, then it is a museum piece. So we're doing this real time. Yes.
And so to celebrate this formal cooperation, as many people saw in Pittsburgh, we have previously cooperated with the museum, but
mm-hmm.
this has formalized the process. And this week we will be opening an exhibit called Za More, which means across the sea,
mm-hmm.
About Rusyns in America, so that we can help show our Rusyn brothers and sisters in Europe that we have had a continuous, rich, and very productive Rusyn cultural life
yes.
in America, from the time that our ancestors immigrated here to the present.
Right.
And further, we have been able to print two copies of this exhibit. It's on poster so that it's easily traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And one copy will stay in the museum, and another copy will be available to go to the villages.
Oh, nice.
And this is wonderful, because this is something that we're able to really get to our people here in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And to help show what a rich and vibrant community we have in America.
Great, great.
Shall we play some more music?
Yes, we shall. We shall.
Okay.
Maria had sent me a whole bunch of files that she took on her camcorder there. And next we're going to go to a gentleman. His name is Petro Mati, and he is a national honored artist from Ukraine and also a soloist from Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor. And enjoy this lively medley from Zakarpattia.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have even more of a special treat for you. On the line, all the way from the Rusyn homeland in Prešov, Slovakia. Tell us who's on the phone right now. Who is this?
Hey. Hi, John Rigetti here.
John Rigetti, National President of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society. Welcome, John, to the show. And we understand you were there in the Budapest area for the World Congress of Rusyns. Give us a little bit about what happened over those couple days.
Well, you know, these world congresses are really so enlightening. I always tell a lot of CRS members, I wish I could bring you all here because so you could sense mm-hmm. the electricity and the excitement of what goes on. To have several hundred Rusyn leaders from across the globe really wow. get together and talk about what our agenda is as a people and how we keep our culture going and a culture without borders. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. And I know you've been playing music from the performance that was put together by the Rusyns who live in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And that performance is really, Dean, people would be surprised maybe to hear me say it. That's kind of the congealing moment. Because despite the fact that a lot of businesses transacted, that moment where we come together as Rusyns mm-hmm. is at those performances where, you know, as I was sitting there that evening and the Lemko Rusyns were performing and these Lemko kids on the stage singing a song and I'm singing along with them, but just as importantly, sitting next to me are Rusyns from Romania singing the same song and
yep.
sitting on the right to me are Rusyns from Croatia singing the same song.
Wow.
So you get a real sense as to how boundless our culture is and how universal, how connected we are culturally.
Wow, well, that is amazing. Yeah, I was telling Maria before you came on the air that back in 2006, when Slaviani was there performing with at the World Congress in Krynica, how we would start a song, and you remember this, we start a song, and then the whole audience was just singing, and the children on stage from Slaviani who they were just mesmerized, like, wow, they know our songs? Well, yes, they know our songs, because these are our songs, and it's a great feeling to see the Rusyns from Croatia, Serbia, Romania, Slovakia, Poland, wherever they come from, Canada, United States, getting together and just, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So what else went on during the World Congress, John? Ooh, I think we may have lost them. Uh-oh. We were going to try and get them back. Hopefully we can do so. Let's go to our next number. Again, we have Petro Mati from Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor, national artist, with Verkhovina.
Thank you.
Okay, we do have John back, but before we do that, we do have some business to take care of here on the Carpathia Roots and Society Heritage Program. Join us at our Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street, this Tuesday at 7 p.m. with a talk by Dr. Andrew Skamanich of Boulder, Colorado, entitled Growing Up in the Melting Pot, the First Generation of Russian Americans. Dr. Skamanich was born in Wilkes-Barre of Russian immigrants. He received his PhD in astrophysics from Princeton University and is known in the scientific community for his description of certain behavior of stars, also known as Skamanich Law. He's going to talk about growing up in a Russian immigrant community. So that is this Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Carpathia Russian Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, Pennsylvania. And next Sunday, the very same John Rigetti, who will be talking to us in a minute, who's in Brescia, will be coming back to the United States and giving a talk in Johnstown entitled Slovaks and Russians, Similarities and Differences. This will take place, as I said, next Sunday, the 26th of June at 3 p.m. at the First Catholic Slovak Band Hall, 716 Chestnut Street, Cambria City, Johnstown. Admission is $2. It's open to the public. For more information, please call Susan Kolchik at 814-255-5517. Again, that is Susan Kolchik, 814-255-5517. John, are you there?
I am.
All
Sorry
right.
About the, you know, technology, when it works, and when it doesn't, it doesn't.
We were just talking about that, and it's great to be able to do this. We've done this a couple times before when we had the Russian tours, whatnot. It's great to be able to talk to you firsthand right there in the Russian homeland. So sorry we got disconnected. Tell us a little bit more about what went on during the Russian Congress, John.
Well, I have to tell you, some of the really enlightening moments were, it's really exciting to see the fact that we have this discussion about how to move the Russian movement forward. Mm-hmm. The most enlightening, most exciting part for me, Dean, I have to tell you, is even though I'm the North American representative on that council, mm-hmm. And therefore participated in the sessions, I sat as a guest in the World Forum of Russian Youth Session. Mm-hmm. This is the meeting of the next generation who
right.
will take over for us. And that meeting was just short of incredible. To watch these young people, there were representatives of all nine countries, mm-hmm. Including our own Maria and Michael Boltz.
Right.
To watch them and how technologically adept they were, all the presentations being based digitally, their discussions about involvement with what they want to do with website, how they will hold meetings just as you and I are doing now,
mm-hmm.
you know, electronically or via phone or Skype so that they stay in touch. It was very, very encouraging. And I think most especially to see that, you know, some of these young people, like Maria, for instance, have attended four or five of these now and are a little bit seasoned, and they really have a sense as to how one keeps culture alive in the 21st
mm-hmm.
century.
Wow, that's great.
I also think one of the highlights of this whole concept, too, was the fact that we are the meetings themselves are so professional. You and I attended the second one, I believe, in 1993 in Kanata.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just have to tell you, to compare the World Congress now to then, it's like two completely different organizations. The level of sophistication, how far our people have come post-communism in terms mm-hmm. of their ability to plan and think and to use democratic principles to advance our culture is just short of astounding. Hopefully you can hear the excitement in my voice.
Oh, we can. We can.
Because I walk away from this feeling so proud about the future of Russian ethnicity in the world.
Great, great. Well, we just have a couple more minutes here left on the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, and we're going to get to our last song here. But I do want to thank you, John and Maria, for joining us all the way in Prešov. We wish you and Maria safe travels back to the United States. And we look forward to getting a lot more information, having you guys on the show. And Chode zdravi z Bohom, John and Maria.
All right. Duže ďakujú vám. Bohom.
Majte sa krásne z Bohom. And we're listening to Lasti Vočka with Maliar Unas. We're going to follow that up with our close, and we'll see you back here next week at 2:30 p.m. on AM 73, WPIT in Pittsburgh, and streaming live at WPITAM.com. See you all next week. Shaslivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуеме, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!